The City of Winston-Salem is in active discussions with Wake Forest University and Winston-Salem State University about the potential sale of the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum and Bowman Gray Stadium. Wake Forest plays its basketball games at the Coliseum, while WSSU plays football at Bowman Gray. City Manager Lee Garrity says the sale would save taxpayers about $30 million over the next 20 years. But Garrity says divesting the properties may mean the loss of 30 jobs.
We have about 40 either full-time or part-time, full-time employees that work those two facilities, and there will be very few of them that we will need to retain for the fairgrounds, and we're going to work real hard to find, to see what other vacancies we have in city government, but there's the potential of 20 to 30 employees losing their jobs.
The city has not yet received a formal offer from either university. Garrity says the asking price is the debt that the city owes for the properties.
We owe $8 million of current debt for improvements to the Coliseum, and we owe total debt of about $7 million on Bowman Gray Stadium.
Garrity says the city would retain the fairgrounds and annex behind Joel Coliseum. WSSU would acquire the acres of land surrounding Bowman Gray Stadium. As part of the sale, deed restrictions will require both universities to operate the venues as public sporting or community arenas. Owen Cooks is the Associate Vice Chancellor of Facilities for Winston-Salem State University.
We also very much look forward to continuing Bowman Gray Racing's long-term use of the track. You know, the city has made it clear that the existing lease with Bowman Gray Racing would be a condition of the sale, so we will inherit that lease and intend to honor that to keep that program going.
Cook says Winston-Salem State University will have to get approval from the state before it can make any deal with the city. A bill is already before the General Assembly to do just that. Garrity says the city expects to get a formal proposal from Wake Forest University within the next few weeks. Wake Forest University declined to comment on the sale, but Garrity says the university's Board of Trustees has given tentative approval for the athletic director to move forward with negotiations. Garrity says he wants formal bids from both parties by the end of April, so City Council can take up the issue before the end of the fiscal year. Meanwhile, the public has a chance to weigh in on the potential sale during a public hearing this summer. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.